Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on
Sports
up.
Radio
92.9
TheGame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, the 29th day of January. We say to you, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to you folks in Lilburn.
Wonderful Lilburn.
Wonderful Lilburn.
Look at that Lilburn.
Pardon?
This is a wonderful Lilburn.
I just said it again. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Wonderful Lilburn. on this Sunday morning, where we
folks out there, Mountain Park and Parkview High Schools, that area, up the wonderful Five Forks Trickum, that road that kind of combines the neighborhood between the Parkview neighborhood and the Brookwood neighborhood. Those are like big rivals out that way.
Didn't know that.
But Mountain Park, great tennis facility too out there. Great place to go play tennis.
Okay. Well, since you already mentioned the word, give the folks the update.
Yeah, it is done. And just, if you were with us yesterday morning, Kara Pestana, who joined us, and we were happy to have her back with us yesterday. Talking about the Australian Open. And she said Novak Djokovic would win in three sets. And it just wrapped up here about a half hour ago.
Yeah.
On the court and off. I mean, some tiebreakers. There's a little bit of drama in there, but not much. And he wins again.
The good news is we know now Karen's just kind of rolled back over. Put the remote down, and she's sleeping in. Because she had to get up at, probably 2 o'clock in the morning?
And watch. It came on around 3, 3:30.
But I'm saying she was probably prepping, getting some things, you know, maybe first cup of coffee. So,
you know.
We are happy that it's now over with. So, what, he sits one behind Nadal as far as all time? He's at, 22 now, is that for him, and 23 Nadal?
I think that's it.
Okay.
So, if we count, that's what it's looking like. And so, we'll see what happens. You know, going to the next major, which, of course, is
French Open,
which is on clay, which is,
Nadal just turns into Superman, and that left arm blows up like Popeye.
Well, let's see if we can get the rest of him there.
That's the problem.
The arm is fine. It's the rest of them ain't doing too good right now, you know?
Get a Steve Austin sort of thing going. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I'm just going to say it off the beginning here. We will pay tribute throughout the show by making probably silly little comments on what is – W.C. Fields' birthday.
Yeah.
See? There you go. It's like there's certain people.
Philadelphia. Yeah. Hate the town.
There will be the bad W.C. Fields impressions. It's like Howard Cosell's birthday. Howard impressions. So, my little chickadee.
Yeah.
I never saw the bank dick.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's the name of one of his movies.
It is.
So, anyway, how was your Saturday, man?
It's okay. All right. You know, I left here and I had to go over to Georgia State.
Right,
women's basketball yesterday, and they pulled out a big win, obviously the biggest win of the season. James Madison is at the top in the conference in the Sun Belt women, and they came in and Georgia State took care of business, man. I mean, they played the last two home games. They beat App State on Thursday, and they beat James Madison, and that is big for their confidences. You know, if it's your college basketball season, you get into that point where you play teams a second time in your conference. You know, you probably played them at their place. Now they come into your place. So you had a chance to look at them. You had a chance to – you knew what happened last time. And I think that's kind of what happened with them. They played James Madison close when they went up to Harrisonburg, and they came back here and they won yesterday. So it was good crowd. Alumni, they a lot of former past players and past coaches mm-hmm. came back to check out the new digs, you know, see the new facility and see the team play, and they got to see them win.
Okay. You just reminded me, though, that we have a special guest joining us at 8 o'clock, which
yes.
is, again, I got to remember, we're starting an hour later than we normally do. Mm-hmm. So that'll be top of the upcoming hour. We have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
And it's a guest that you have heard before if you listen to 92.9 The Game, but have never joined us. It's like when we had Steak on for the first time a few weeks ago. She has not been on with us. And that's hard to believe when you think
really
about
it. It really is. It really is. I'm trying to think. I said, are you sure?
I'm positive we ain't had her. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
And I mentioned her. And she, oops, I gave a little bit of it away.
Yeah, you, oops.
I did it again. About having her on, but she's going to join us now.
Looking forward
to it. Top
of
the hour.
And something very special and dear to her heart that is taking place.
So I say that because that would normally be the time that you'd be talking about things locally.
Yep.
So instead of at 8 o'clock straight up, we're going to do that at 9 o'clock straight up. You'll bring us up on what's going on locally in the city here. Let me just say this, and you know I'm not, I know you're not. We're not one of those people who live and breathe by what's going on with the Lakers. But, man, they got ripped off yesterday.
Yeah,
they got messed up.
That looked pretty bad. But you know what?
I know what you're going to say.
That's what you get for wearing a Laker uniform in Boston.
See, I knew you was going to say that.
How long has it been that way?
Yeah, but it ain't you that old parquet floor anymore. It's a new
matter.
Building.
That doesn't matter, man. It's a new parquet floor, but it's still the same. You know what I mean? But you show up in a Laker uniform in Boston, you just know something like that can happen to you. And sure enough, it did.
Yeah, it was, and it could have ended the game. But the best part about that, what happened was you were reminded what kind of open sore Patrick Beverly is. I mean, this dude is just a walking paper cut. And so what he did during the timeout, when they did have to go to overtime, because that LeBron shot would have won the game. He got his arm slapped away, went to the free throw line, and even if he made one, the game would have been over. So during the first timeout, as they went into overtime, Patrick Beverly brought over a camera
with
a replay of the play on it and stuck it right in the ref's face. Of course, he turned away and teed him up, but that's who he is. But it was really blatant, but it got me thinking, and I don't know how much you think about this. We have watched technology infiltrate sports, and they always do it to a certain point. We can only replay these plays.
Yeah.
And it's maddening.
Yeah.
This was one of those that, whether it's under the umbrella of being able to, you know, use replay or not, it's blatant. It's there. There's 82 cameras in the place. We all see it at home. We're all screaming at the radio. Again, I don't care one way or the other what happened with the Lakers. But this was another example of, at some point, I don't know if it's going to be in my lifetime, if it's going to be in the next generation's lifetime, but technology is just going to move these humans out of these ref positions. I'm sorry to say that to you and to Eric and people like that, but when they have blatant calls right like they did last night, and you can make the argument that those calls, at least on the professional level, cost money because you lose games. You could be, you know, how many times have we talked about a team not making the playoffs? So that's what I'm talking about, money.
Okay.
When a ref's call has traditionally kept a team from getting to that next level as far as they've done what they had to do through the season, and then a bad call keeps them from a playoff. That's what I mean when I say it causes, you know, it reaches in the owner's pocket.
Well, that hadn't happened yet. And I mean,
not this year. It's happened before, though.
But I'm just saying, if the owners felt that way about it, the owners would do something.
And I'm saying that they
will. The owners are sitting back. They count their
money. You're absolutely right.
They count their money.
We're talking about a number of sports, not one particular sport, but it's going to happen. And we have watched technology grow and grow and grow, and they have made it to where they can do this job to, at least if nothing else, satisfy the customer who's watching it, and you're not treating us like idiots when we can see it happening. Again, it may not happen in our lifetime, but, and by the way, there's an extension of this throughout all the workforce. We're seeing robots and things like that come in and take over jobs. We ain't gonna like it, but it's the way it is. But when I saw that last night, that's what ran through my mind. It really did.
Yeah, I don't think that happens. You may increase the way, it may change the rules of how it's used, you know, but I don't think you're going to totally eliminate.
Why would you not think that's a possibility? Because we never thought that there are some things in our lifetime that we never thought we would see.
Because in a sport like this where you got moving parts, you got 10 people moving up and down the floor. It's not. It's not like baseball where you got a we got a home plate and the batter's going to stand there, because we understand when you go out to Cool Ray this year to see, you know, Gwinnett's Stripers, AAA is going to be experimenting with using we're going out a home plate umpire.
Right.
You know, so that's coming to baseball. But that's something that's stationary. That's something that's in one spot. You're talking people. How would you do that with hockey? How do you do with people, that many people skating around, and you're going to monitor all of them people by some, what are you going to put up, some radar or something?
Well, I'm going to answer that, but I was waiting for you to
do that.
Again, we're using it
to. How would you do that?
We're doing it in a. Okay, first of all, I don't have an answer specifically because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, with the number of ways the field, the arena, pick the location of these events are happening, the court, that technology, not only does it can be smaller and still give you the same high-definition picture. You know, who's to what you're saying as far as hockey? They could put that stuff who knows where. They could suction it to the back of these glasses. I mean, the glass around a rink to show certain angles. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility to believe that the cameras and the advancements of technology aren't going to make this something that people are going to cry for. Now, I'm bringing up one example that sounds extreme now, but we have seen 20 years ago, you would never have thought that cameras being used in certain big sporting events, would be there. But they're there now, and they're a part of it. Man, I can remember when people went crazy when there was a bug put up, when Fox were the first ones to put a bug up, and the score and the time left in the quarter was used. And it's going to be an obstruction, and people are going to hate it, and so on and so forth. Now, you turn on a game, and if that ain't there, you're wondering, what the hell's going on here? Yeah. I want to know what quarter.
That's just your viewing from home. It's not directly impacting the game. You're talking about something that directly impacts the game.
Dude, we had people at home calling up TV stations, getting golfers penalized because they saw something that the cameras saw and picked up, and they weren't penalizing the golfer for doing it because they didn't see it. But Joe Blow in Cleveland saw it, and we've seen this happen. Now, they stopped accepting those calls, but it happened.
Yep.
And that's because of technology. And my bigger point is, I believe maybe the next generation, maybe late in our lives, if we live to be like, you know, my father, we may see a form of that. All I'm saying is, right now, I'm confident in saying this. I'll just leave it at this. The technology that's used to show the play in pick the professional sport. I'm not talking about college. I'm talking about professional sports will be increased a lot. You're talking about the experimental use of technology as home plate umpires. Well, they're not doing that just because they want to see. Like, they're doing it because they want to see if this works, and if it works in a way where everybody's satisfied, they're going to implement it. And, I don't know who would not want that as far as the deciding people, the commissioner, the players' union. Can you see an argument from either side saying why they wouldn't want it? I mean, I can't. Meaning the home plate, we're going to get rid of, you know, actual home plate umpires, and we're going to use this technology. If that were the case right now.
Well, that's
now,
they're calling ball and strike.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean,
well,
if you got a player to plate, who's going to call that?
The camera.
No, the umpire will still be there.
Well, again, I don't know what it's going to look like.
Well, he knows.
None of us know. It's not happened yet. He's a I'm going to bring him in. I want to get his perspective.
He knows about that.
I'm not saying he don't know about that, dude. Relax. I'm saying that we don't know what it's going to look like. And you're telling me, Eric, who is this is what you do when you're not here.
Right.
You believe that they will always keep a physical umpire behind home plate, even if they bring in the technology.
Well, I don't have to believe it. I was at the camp. So
that's down. Yeah. That's 2023. Yeah. I'm not talking about the
Well,
next
there, there
two
are
years.
Certain plays that the home plate umpire is responsible for that the computer and camera can never do at least quickly enough. Batters interference, catches interference, safe and out of the plate. There are certain plays that the umpire has to call immediately that the camera or the computer will not be fast enough to do.
I'm going to push back a little bit because when you use the phrase quick enough, we have seen games delayed now. So it doesn't have to happen quickly. And again, I'm just talking on the professional level. I'm talking on the level you work at.
Right.
I'm not talking about the college level or high school. Just the professional level where there are a group of men who are billionaires who, if they continue to see their team being not allowed to make the playoffs because of a bad call by a ref, when we talk football, we've seen it in baseball, and we've seen the technology implemented because we've seen home runs that have not been called. We've seen guys who we see at home that are out and they don't call it properly. All I'm saying is 20 years from now, the business that you love and you do what you do in it is going to look different on the professional level. I believe that to be the case. That's all I'm saying. Can you disagree with that wholeheartedly?
20, no, different, years? Different, yes.
But not what eliminated.
What different is going to be?
But it
is
will
a question.
Be working toward the elimination of
no.
that. Because why do you say
it
no?
It can't be eliminated.
People have been doing nothing but trying to bring technology into the workforce, and we don't like it because we're losing our jobs, but it's a part of life. And this is just another part of it, especially since we're at home watching these games and we go, that dude missed that call. And it's aggravating. And at some point, the voices of those who support these sports, I believe, will win out and get to the owners. And that will change. It may be 50 years, but that's my opinion. That's mine. I could be 100% wrong, but.
Yeah, you could.
We could be. Sam and Greg, just getting started on a Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Yeah, we got our coffee ready to go on this Sunday morning. All perked up on a game day Sunday morning. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
Okay.
We got two big games coming up today. We are getting you ready for a championship Sunday afternoon / evening. And if you can't get in front of a TV, NFC championship is first, pregame 2 o'clock, kickoff 2:30, and it is followed by the AFC championship game. All right, yeah. 92.9 The Game.
How about that sports
fan? And we talked about them out there with the Clippers yesterday. And, you know, the Hawks is a little bit of an issue, 120 to 113 loss. But
yeah. I was watching that. Did you watch it last night?
I was watching other things.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it the back half of it last night. They got behind it. You know what? It's one of those things. It's kind of like when they took on the Nets. You got that combination that's just hard to stop. And they couldn't, you know. This Clippers team is looking more like the team that it was meant to be when Kawhi Leonard came to it. You know, he's been on the shelf for a
minute.
Yes,
he has.
And
he
so
almost forgot about him for a little
know,
bit.
You know, you forget that he's part of this team. And so he's back, he's healthy, along with you put him together with Paul George, and now, you know, you got something, you know, that's very potent. This is what it was meant to be.
Well, no, it's meant to be what we haven't seen yet in the playoffs.
Well, just
during
the season either. I mean, with Leonard being out.
The 1 year, though, when they were first together.
Yeah.
And then Paul George did what Paul George does during the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, last night they showed up like, you know, Paul George had 23, Leonard had 32, and just he would come up the floor and just at will. Whatever he wanted to do, he was able to do last night. And, you know, the Hawks have been doing what they have been doing. Murray kind of didn't have a great night last night, 7 to 17 from the field. He just, you know, missing some shots he would ordinarily get, so he only had 15 for the game. Trae Young with 31 and 10 assists. He had a good ball game once he got going. So they kind of got off to a slow start and never were really able to reel those guys in. They had a big 9-0 run in the fourth quarter that got them right back close, and then they go back up the floor. And once again, you know, Clippers make some shots, and they end up with the win 120 to 113 over the Hawks. And, you know, after the game, I was listening to some of the things that Nate McMillan had to say, and he says basically you got guys, you know, making those shots. We didn't do enough to change to get them off their marks, and, you know, they end up getting the win. And so now, you know, you wanted to get a win before you take off and go on this long Western road trip they're about to go on. So it's going to be difficult. They're going through a lot of tough places to get wins, Portland, Phoenix, Utah, Denver, and New Orleans before coming back home. So it's going to be a trip. You know what used to happen when this trip would happen every year?
I know. I know what you're going to say. What? I did. I used to do it. Now, I'm thinking two different things. But one of the things I did during the Hawks traditional West Coast trip in January, February was either the circus or the motocross. Right. And I did the motocross a couple years. The radio station Down the Dial sponsored it. I was out there, man. And Moby, those who know Atlanta radio for a long time, Moby from the country station, he could sing, right? So they'd have him come out and sing the national anthem.
Okay.
We are on the floor of the Georgia Dome. And he's being introduced. We're both being introduced, and I'm there to welcome the crowd because the station down the dial is sponsoring it, right? Brought to you at Motocross by 96. So anyway, first we have the national anthem. So, you know, stand up, there's folks, and Moby belts it out. That dude could sing.
Yeah.
I guess he still can sing. He belts it out. Then it's my turn, and I do what I need to do. But I made this one mistake.
Oh, no.
I looked up at the big screen in the dome, and the dude who was filming me was a low-angle shot. So all I saw was up my nose. Now, you're an old TV dude. You know that there's certain angles you don't want to be filmed from.
You hate it when that happens.
Oh, man. That's the only shot. Not a face, not a straight on of my face.
Yeah.
It ain't like I'm, you know.
Not a profile.
No. Right up the nose.
Wow.
And that's my remembrance of that. Yikes. During this time of year. What was the other thing that used to happen? Motocross, that was the circus, and there was something else I used to think that happened here.
That was the main thing that would happen with circus. I mean, and then going back to, you know, Phillips Arena, now State Farm Arena, and they had all the animals would all be down there.
Right.
And about a week and a half, man, and you get into that second week, and the animal, you go down there, woo!
And hit the smelly.
Whoa. We had the zebra that got out once.
What?
Then the zebra got out.
I don't
once.
Remember. I mean, it probably happened.
They had to go
remember.
And catch him on the freeway. He was on the freeway.
I remember cows being on the freeway.
No, there was a zebra, I remember, that got out from the zoo. It went from the zoo, from the circus.
You imagine out. Somebody coming home from rehab and seeing that on the highway thinking they're cured?
Things that would happen during this West Coast road trip. But when they come back, they're going to have quite a few games at home. So the back end of this of the month of February is going to be a really time for this team to move. You know, they got some tough games out west. You know, when you come back, you want to see if this team can move. When they get back in, they come back with Phoenix, they come back with San Antonio. Knicks are going to come back. You're going to get some Eastern Conference teams that are going to come in. So we'll see. They can go out there and hold their own.
All right. Well, it remains to be seen what they're going to do.
The goal to me on this trip is to win 3 out of 5. Let's see if they can do that.
Well, one of the things that you like to have happen if you're a team, when you go throughout the course of the season, when you get ready to take that road trip, you want to get that last win. When you get ready to come home from a long road trip, you know, traditionally, you know, the home team realizes, oh, we can get them on this one because they've been in a 5-game road trip, so we'll get them on this last one. But you want to try and win that. So as the Hawks get ready to head out west, Coach Nate had some things to say about those other folks who play out west, Paul George and Kawhi.
But, you know, it's just it's a game plan. You know, offensively, they were scoring with single coverage. And, you know, what you try to do is mix up your coverage on Paul and Kawhi. And they made us pay. You know, they kicked the ball out, and those guys were knocking down threes. So kind of pick your poison in that situation. And, you know, they've been shooting the three. Well here lately, and it's just one of those things where you have to look at situations. Felt like Kawhi had it going. Paul was getting a rhythm, and you try to take the ball out of their hands, and they did a good job of getting the ball out, and those perimeter guys knocking down shots.
Mm-hmm. How you feel about the Clippers? What do you think? Do you think the Clippers will ascend to, let's just say, the championship in the Western Conference?
Staying healthy, they're going to be a factor. You're going to have to go through them, you know, and obviously in Golden State, you know, when everybody's healthy. I think they're the two of the teams to really watch out there. There's some other teams going to have some things to say about it, and the Hawks are going to get
Utah,
to see
Utah, Phoenix.
Yeah, Utah, that's a Utah, Phoenix will have something to say about it. You know, New Orleans, you know, they keep Zion Williams healthy. But you know, you talk about the teams that they're going to face, and I'm watching February 3rd and 4th. That's back-to-back. And that's you on the road back to back. You got Utah on the 3rd and Denver on the 4th. And so to me, that's the area you watch for, you know, on this road trip. Yeah, you're making the turn to head back for home, but you got to play those back to back nights. And you wonder about some guys who are just coming back, getting healthy. Do they play both nights? Do you play Bogey both nights? Do you play Capella both nights? You're just getting him back. And last night, you got the Clint Capella double double, and you still didn't win. That's something that, you know, is usually a key to a Hawks win. If he can go out there and get you, you know, 13, 14 points and 10 rebounds, that's usually good to help you get a win. It didn't have that effect last night. But he did get, you know, great effort on the boards, and he didn't get to play in the game when they played out in L.A. against the Clippers. So that's the thing. Do you play him? Is he back where he needs to be? You know conditioning. You've increased his minutes. So you watch for those things, too, as the team goes on the road.
All those games that Mr. Crenshaw just mentioned to you, you could hear right here, Sports Radio 92.9
Yes,
The Game.
You can.
So let's
yes,
talk about Monday night. They're going to be in Portland. That pregame is at 9:30, tip at 10 o'clock. Wednesday in Phoenix. I wonder if Big Sean will be there.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Not that Big Sean. Our Sean.
No, but our Sean.
Sean T.
Yeah.
Anyway, pregame 9:30, tip at 10 o'clock.
I'm going to call him that day. I'm going to mess with him.
And, yeah, we want some swag from Phoenix.
We're going to mess with him.
And then boys are out in Utah on Friday night. Again, pregame 8:30, tip off at 9 o'clock before returning. No, I got one more in Denver. That's Saturday.
Yeah.
So you said the back-and-back
Friday
and Saturday.
Yeah, back-and-back Friday and Saturday, 3rd and 4th. Yeah, man, that's
then they got to go to New Orleans.
That's a tough turnaround.
Next Tuesday. And then Phoenix comes here for next Thursday.
Yeah. That's a lot in that trip.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. This is what we do. It's Sam and Greg with everything else. On these days where you got championship football going on, even if it were a lot of things going on with the Hawks, anytime there's big events going on and everything else at this station for the most part is focused on it, we come here, we start your day off with a number of things. We're everything else, right? You like that? Sam and Greg with everything else.
Yeah,
I mean, I ain't brought up the one thing you mentioned yesterday, and I'm still kind of, you know, licking my chops at it. I want to know more about Green Manor. You brought that up yesterday.
Hey, man, we have to do that. We have to ride down there one day.
But, folks, it's a restaurant that Sam was trying to tell
in
me about.
In Fairburn. You brought up Fairburn.
Well, I did. It were on the list yesterday.
That's just it.
That's the place you need to go see, right?
You need to go check it out.
Sam, did you know on this day
in
1892.
Oh, dear.
Coca-Cola opened up business in Atlanta, Georgia, on
really?
This date.
Really?
They got things started. They were incorporated here
was
in
it,
Atlanta.
Was it New Coke? Was it Old Coke?
It was old. Was it was 1892, so I would imagine.
Was it Coke Zero? Was it Coke? Diet Coke?
No one
was
to go over there.
Diet
back
Coke
then.
With lime?
It was a ranch-style building. That was their entire office.
Vanilla Coke?
Back then.
Which one was it?
Hey, speaking of another thing, too, also on this day, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority.
Mm-hmm.
Turned up, and they incorporated themselves at Howard University on this day.
Howard University.
So there you go.
Outstanding. Shout out to AKA.
And as we get ready to talk about some NFL coming up here in just a minute, on this day where we're just acknowledging W.C. Fields, it would have been his birthday today, we also say happy birthday to the guy who taught the nation what the yips were. People never heard the term unless you were a big baseball fan. You knew what the yips were. But when it happened the way it did for Steve Sachs in a World Series playoff game,
that was just the worst.
That and the announcer said he's got the yips. The guy's at the closest base in position to first base to throw a guy out, and he couldn't hit that base.
He couldn't hit it.
He
man.
Couldn't
that
throw
was
it to the first baseman.
I
forever.
Mean, he could not throw it over there. That ball sailed all over the place. My goodness.
So happy birthday, Steve Sachs! But thank you for teaching the world what the meaning of the yips were. Sam and I are going to talk some NFL action, talk about this championship Sunday. That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And, yep, take us with you on the Odyssey app.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 29th day of January. And I know those of you who know it, when this kind of song comes on, you start singing it, you know, in the car, at home, your head starts bopping around. One of them Sunday morning.
With your cup of coffee.
Exactly. And threw that on with the thought of what we have today. It's not as good as last week because we had two games on Saturday and on Sunday.
Yeah.
But these mean more, obviously.
Absolutely.
And it's a part of that sport in this country that is loved like none other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason we gave you a little Nat King Cole. Plus, we just gave you a little Nat King Cole on this Sunday morning. And that's always a good thing. Sam and Greg, we are, again, moving into the 8 o'clock hour. We got a special guest joining us up at the top of the hour. You want to stay tuned.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
I got Bart Scott over here with me. Yes. A very special guest. We got a couple guests coming up. And here's the tease. One of our guests is doing a great job at what he does, but, you know, he's sort of in the shadow of his brother. Is that fair? The name. But he is setting a path for himself.
And what he's doing right now,
Exactly. So we are going to have, and that's called a tease. We
How about that? We're going to reel you in. We just
bring
it
in there, and we're obviously going to talk.
Put the worm on the hook and just throw it in there and see if
we
can.
Still put real worms on hooks?
Yeah.
When was the last time you were ever fishing?
Oh, man, don't you ask me that question.
Well, because you know my answer.
I haven't been in forever.
The next time I go fishing?
It'll be the first time?
It'll be the first time.
Okay, well, I've only been a couple of times. And like I said, one time I went and the only thing I caught was my thumb. I got a hook that went through my hair bleeding. Okay, when are we going home?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's my fishing experience. There you go.
As we get ready to talk football, happy 59th birthday to Hall of Famer Andre Reed.
Yeah.
Andre Reed, 59 years old. Listen, as we sit here and get ready for these games, and we've been doing nothing but talking about the quarterbacks.
Right, because their stories.
Their stories.
Their health, are they going to be there? You know, you got one that when the season began, you had no idea he was going to be in this position. You had a couple that you expected to be there. And you got one that knows he's going to end up on the ground. How do you feel? I mean, you all have the possibility of doing it. But there's one who knows his line don't take care of him. But it you know what? It seems not.
Now
to
is
matter.
That the AFC?
Because we're playing in AFC.
In the AFC.
In the AFC. There's
so
one.
You are talking,
of course,
either Kansas City or you are talking Cincinnati. Now I don't know that anybody would that are fans that had that same opinion. But you know, we need to at least farm out who you were talking about. So you think that Patrick Mahomes may have some problems staying upright?
No, that's not talking about him. I'm talking about the one who always gets hit.
Well, Patrick Mahomes has some issue too, but okay.
Yeah,
but you're talking about Home Alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Macaulay Culkin.
How come I feel like I'm the last one to get to this party? Am I? Have you heard other people say that about him?
He looks like him.
Yeah. He looks just like him.
Okay.
And I got a big. I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around the fact that. And I will put my money on Joe Burrow quicker than anybody else. But I'm just having a problem with this sport and what it is and the violence that's connected with it. And the top quarterbacks looks like the dude who was home alone as a kid.
He
looks just like him to me.
And the thing I mean about him is. He takes so many sacks.
He does. And you're right.
And you start in the game, you'd like to at least think you get to this stage of the season, you got a line that's going to keep you upright. This man starts this game today knowing he's going to get dribbled a few times because that's what his line is. He doesn't have a line that keeps him upright. It didn't stop him from getting to the Super Bowl last year.
I was just going to say, yeah, it didn't.
It did not, you know. And so that's the thing you watch for today with a player like him. He knows what's up against. He knows that when he gets the moment and they give him some protection, he gets some time, what a guy can do some damage.
Yeah, he can. And here's the other thing, too, which is as we sit here in January 2023, I think we can confidently say that the next generation of quarterbacks are solidly in their place. Meaning if the question that you hear all the time, all right, if you got to start a team tomorrow, who are you taking amongst these quarterbacks? And let's say you give me three to choose from. All right, I'm not taking Aaron Rodgers. I'm not taking. I mean, many people will not look to Aaron Rodgers,
or
Tom
Brady yeah.
or who's the other elder
Stafford
anymore. It's these guys who are playing in these championship games. And by the way, Brock Purdy's. I don't know if he's in that group, but he's ascending. He's looking up at him.
He's earning his way.
Yeah. But here's my question to you. All right, let's say we can agree on the fact that if we had to start a team right now, most people would pick. Patrick Mahomes, a healthy Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And he's earned that. But my question is to you, as we have sat and watched these last 2 years of Joe Burrow's growth, do you say confidently that he will be that dude? Whether he continues to win championships, that has to do with as far as a team. But will he be that quarterback who will be that first choice that will, when somebody's asked you, I got to start a team? Because the reason I ask that is he's doing what we thought he was going to do when he left LSU. And not many quarterbacks do that
when they leave
college. Because look at the dude in Philly, nobody thought we were going to see that from him, correct?
Yeah. We always talk about the Heisman Trophy curse, you know, because them guys go and, they get beat up and you don't hear about anything. So he has survived all of that. He had an injury his rookie
year.
He has survived that, and here he is one win away from getting back to the Super Bowl for the second time in two seasons. That's pretty remarkable.
And yeah, it really is. And again, I'm getting at the fact that would you be surprised if he's that person 2, 3, at least 5 years from now? It's not even a conversation. We start talking about quarterback play with Joe Burrow. Now, I don't know that that's going to be the case, and Patrick Mahomes may still be that.
And they won't leave out the other guys we've seen in the playoffs. The postseason has been the place for those guys. You got one in Buffalo. You got one with the Giants. You got one that showed up in Jacksonville
We watch next.
You know what I mean?
Philly, Jacksonville.
Right.
But what happened in Philadelphia is interesting to me. What's going on in Cincinnati is interesting to me because, again, we didn't know, at least I wasn't introduced to Patrick Mahomes in college.
Yeah.
It was a Texas Tech.
Texas Tech.
Yeah, well, I watched a lot of them here. Yeah. So there were really no expectations. And he fell into the perfect situation mm-hmm. with Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to see his skill set, a little bit of the baseball player, and then all of that. But Joe Burrow is coming out. As we've been talking, like, I can't really remember any. He extends some plays, but there's not a lot of speed there. So he's
you know, it's deceptive.
It's deceptive in that he just moves the chains.
Right.
Just moves the chains.
He does enough. He does enough. And I think that's the thing. It's kind of deceptive. But when you get you watch him, and I'm sure the guys who are trying to defend him on the field will tell you, no, that dude can move. When he needs to move, he can get what he needs to get.
Now, there are people screaming at the radio right now, and I hear you. Because we've sort of glossed over Josh Allen. But Josh Allen, for the last 2 years, has been in a fortunate situation, whether it's the last year with him not getting the ball back, Patrick Mahomes went back and forth.
Well, I'm not glossing over him. He's still one of those guys.
There,
he's part of this group. I tell you who else is part of this group, and we'll see.
I was just about to, you're going to mention the name I was going to say.
No, I was going to say Tua, that out in Miami.
But
that's just it, though. He's there. His question is
health. I don't know. This many concussions this early in his career remains to be seen. And, again, we talk about what happened with Patrick Mahomes. He landed in the perfect situation. Do you think that situation, that coaching staff, is in place in Miami? I don't know. But here's the person we glossed over that's got people screaming at the radio. Deshaun Watson. We still don't know.
Yeah.
But we know what we've seen, right?
Yeah.
So this is the X factor. What's going on in Cleveland?
He's kind of in between. He's been in the league for a while. He's not like the new toy. We've seen what he can do. We don't know, because of the time he had to sit this season. You know, we really don't pass judgment on him until he starts a full season where he is.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, we still have that guy in Baltimore too. You know, and they're kind of like in between the guys you talked about, who are the cagey veterans or whatever, who've mm-hmm. accomplished a lot. You got those guys who are in between. You know, where they end up, even Carr, he's part of the group.
Yeah.
That's him. He's part of the group. He's made a ton of money.
I would put, yeah, he's made a ton of money.
I've always said, what has he won?
Exactly.
But he's made a ton of cash.
That group of young ones that you were talking about there, do we throw Justin Fields in there now?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. He's right there. He and Trevor Lawrence right there together. Sure. And we watch and see what happens with him. I mean, he didn't get his team to the playoffs.
No.
And that's the thing. I'm talking about guys who did get to the second season.
Oh, he got nothing up there in Chicago.
Well,
but let him be the Chicago quarterback for 5 years straight, and they'll be happy. Because Chicago ain't.
Well, you
got
to get some stuff to go with him.
Well,
of
course.
And you're going to have the draft. The draft is big for Chicago. What do they end up doing with their selection? They don't have to draft a quarterback. They got that. So what do they do? Or do they do you dare trade a pick, if you're the Bears, knowing what the team needs? So
I'm not confident in them giving him the tools around him. I'd be happy to see it happen, but I'm not confident, especially big money free agents going there because of their history, that Hallis history of throwing nickels around like manhole covers. So, listen, I hope he gets it. I hope they get the new stadium that they're looking for. But we were talking about some of the other quarterbacks earlier and talking about Macaulay Culkin, and here's Joe Burrow talking about on the win being the most competitive, the most complete game, that last win of his.
It was just one of their best games of the year, rushing, pass blocking. I mean, it might be our most complete game of the season as a team.
So he didn't get beat up that much. And he's here. That's really all you need. You just need to be here. And you got a chance. And whether or not these guys get past Kansas City today and make it back to the to the Super Bowl. Well, hey, let me ask you this while we're sitting here talking about it.
Yeah.
Would you be surprised? And what does this mean as far as, if anything, for Cincinnati? Because what we said last year that it was going to be a free agent destination. Not only the first one, but when you get a quarterback and you got skill position players that need that dude who can get you the ball, maybe it does.
It reels some people in. It can. The people look at it a little bit differently. That's the thing, the way that team's put together. We got the NFC contest with the Eagles and the 49ers, and we talked about Brock Purdy and what he does. But the Eagles come into this thing. They look like the team to beat all season long. You know, Jalen Hurts, that's another question about a quarterback and his health. But he's got great targets, a guy like George Kittle who's playing some great ball, and he had these thoughts on where the team is right now.
This is exactly where you want to be, right? I mean, at the start of the year, back in OTAs, all you're doing is preparing, you know, for the Super Bowl. And to be one step away from that, it's awesome. To go into the Philly, which is fantastic, you know, atmosphere. I don't know if there's a – you can say, I mean, I love Levi's. I think it's a fantastic atmosphere. But if I'm not going to be biased, I mean, besides Kansas City and the Eagles, I mean, they're pretty top tier. So it's going to be wonderful. I know how much the fans love their opposing team, and all the fans. So it's going to be really fun. And it's going to be cold and violent and – it's going to be a blast.
Cold and violent.
That's the part that gets people like Christian McCaffrey when he talks about this guy. He being who he is and this Mr. Irrelevant. This guy ain't a rookie and he ain't Mr. Irrelevant.
I know it.
That's coming from that dude.
Yep.
And so
you know what though? It's one of those situations where the rest of that crew seems like whoever it is, we're going to pull them along and we're going to make them be better. And sometimes the team can do that. If you got enough of that kind of talent, like Kittle around,
right?
You know, if you put the guy there and he's, you know, he can catch on to it. Now he comes into the hole. He's got that swag. He's got that confidence. Mm-hmm. He comes in and talks. But it had to be some veterans and some experience to come in there and make him feel comfortable and that he can do that.
Absolutely. And the one other thing, which is I think as big a factor as anything, he's still hungry. He still wants to prove without saying it. He, you know, everybody, he knows that part of his bio is Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Well, let me continue to show you what I can do now that I've been given a chance. We're going to talk more football later on in the show. Got a special 8 o'clock hour with a special guest coming up next. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!